It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
B. Mitch Finley, 1067 The Fan. All right, folks, you hear that song. You know what time it is. Time to get smarter. Our friend Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post joins us via the Rood guest hotline. Rood is the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV. And you know what I've learned, B. Mitch? No matter how smart you are, no matter how good at picking NCAA tournament games, sounds like pollen still gets to Greenberg. You all right over there, dude?
I'm okay. How are you?
We're good. We're good.
Don't go to North Carolina, then. I'm going to tell you that.
We're all suffering from pollen, and B. Mitch claims North Carolina has it worse than any other place.
When the cars were going down the street, Neil, you can see the green just coming away from the tires.
My car is now yellow.
I've never had allergies until I moved down here, and my car has like a film of yellow on it, and that's when I know it's time for me just to sit in the house. Nebulizer.
It's tough, dude. This is a tough time of year. We're all out here, you know, just grinding, just being heroes. There's a lot for us to discuss. I want to ask you this because you're really smart. I'm gonna start with the Terps job, then we'll go tournament, then we'll go Caps. Is there a demonstrable difference between Buzz Williams and Kevin Willard?
Good question. I mean, I don't know. I think it really is going to depend on what happens with the players that you have and then what happens with the players you're going to get. I think we're really now just in the era of how do you navigate the portal. And NIL, right? Like that's really what we're into now. So I'm not really sure. I don't know. I mean, I think this has the chance to be something really good. Because I do think Maryland as a program is something that's worthwhile. But I'm just not. I don't. I mean, Kevin Willard was not. He was not a very good tournament coach, and I think that. Buzz Williams is probably a lot better in that regard. So if you're looking for like on the horizon, I think Buzz will do a better job in the tournament. And I think that's ultimately where you make your street cred, right? I mean, like, the regular season titles are nice, the regular season wins are nice, but everyone really remembers, like, how you did in the tournament. And, mm-hmm. you know, Willard had, what, 2 wins during his tenure in both at Maryland and Seton Hall.
He has 1 Sweet 16 in 18 seasons as a coach.
Yeah, I mean, that's not great. Whereas Buzz Williams routinely outperforms both his seed and also, like, his Ken Palm rate. Like, when he was at Marquette, you know, he had he won 2 or more games 3 times, did that at Virginia Tech as well, won 2 games. So I think that, you know, he knows, he certainly on paper knows, looks to know what it takes to get your team ready for the tournament. And, you know, he's had some pretty decent seeds with Marquette and Virginia Tech, so he obviously knows how to win during the regular season as well.
How much of this is going to fall on Maryland also to be like some of these other schools are? Because we can sit up here and talk about how great the coach is all we want. If you can't get the players that they're going to need to get, then you won't compete.
Yeah, I mean, this is finally being recognized as a business, and
yes.
you have to pay to play. You know, NIL is important. You not only have to make commitments, you have to follow through on the commitments. We've seen a lot of players talk about, in different sports, talk about how, you know, they were promised one thing and kind of a bait and switch type situation. So you need to be committed to it. And, you know, with Maryland, you know, in the conferences and just and everything like that, I mean, football is going to soak up a lot of money. So you have to be judicious with the money that you give out, and you have to be willing to spend. And, again, I think the transfer portal has proven to be really important. So it's a whole new landscape, and, you know, you have to have a progressive coach that understands that. You have to have a progressive AD that understands that. And, you know, you have to be willing to spend money, especially, you know, in a conference like the Big Ten.
Absolutely. Talking with our friend Neil Greenberg here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can follow Neil at N Greenberg or check out his work with the Washington Post. You know what, dude? I'm surprised you don't have a podcast yet.
A podcast? Why? I come on your show.
Yeah, I mean, we love having you. I just feel like everybody has a podcast. I feel like yours would be very interesting. Anyhow.
This is my podcast.
Okay.
It's Wednesdays at 11 on the B. Mitch and Finley Show.
There you go. We'll start calling it that. We'll see if we can sponsor it. So, with the Terps job, I feel like they did a hell of a really good job of moving quick to fix something that went sideways. As for this NCAA tournament as a whole, it's been boring, dude. There's been a couple good games. The end of Houston-Purdue was awesome. But, like, you know, when it kind of – when we heard – you know, there were no real upsets, but don't worry, the Sweet 16 games will be so good. Well, they weren't. And now we're going to a Final Four with all 4-1 seeds. You called chalk. Chalk is rocking here. What have you thought of this tournament so far?
I thought it's good from a basketball standpoint in that the 4 best teams are playing for the championship.
Yeah.
You know, we're seeing a lot of heavyweight matchups. You know, I think Houston-Duke can be really good basketball. But that's not what people – that's not what, like, the masses come for the tournament, right? They want to see the 12 seeds win. They want to see a team that they never heard of, you know, come out of nowhere and just start to progress through the tournament. I mean, that's – you know, that's what they want to talk about, and that's, you know, what makes the bracket exciting for the people that enter the pools. I think – you know, when you can win a pool by literally picking the chalk the whole way through, like, that's just not a good experience for people in general for this type of tournament. So I think the tournament has been kind of a big meh burger, but the basketball has been good. I mean, it's, you know, you people complain about the best teams not getting a chance for the title. Well, here you go. You know, number one seeds are all in it for the second time ever. And I think that we have some good basketball, but I think this is going to be more the norm than just kind of a one-off. We saw chalky last year. You know, more analytics are coming out. They're being used better. They're being used to get the teams in the tournament, the right teams, the right spots. You know, there's always going to be some snubs, but I think that this might be the new normal going forward.
I mean, how often have we seen somebody other than a number one win it all? Yes, we do get those lower seeds to go all the way.
That's a great question.
We get the lower seeds to probably get to the Final Four, get to the Elite Eight, get to the Sweet 16, but they don't win it. So the 1, 2, or 3 wins it every year.
You're absolutely right, and I think what people enjoy is seeing the double digit seeds in their in their bracket win. I think that's really what people are looking at. And you're absolutely right. I mean, you look at the KenPom ratings, just to use an example, and, you know, you can narrow down who the top five actual contenders are just based on where they're seeded in the KenPom rating. But, you know, with the exception of Connecticut in, 2007, there's been a one seed that's won, I want to say, like 10 times maybe, 9 times.
What was UConn?
You know, you had a 2, a 4, and a 3.
What was UConn 2 years ago? Not last season, but
4.
A 4, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Sorry, UConn in 2014, they were a 7. They were a 3, a 7, and a 4, and a 1. But yeah, you're right. I mean, it's chalky after the Elite 8, but it's the parts before that get people excited because, you know, what bragging rights did you have here? I mean, I picked the Final Four in the women's bracket exactly. And I somehow sussed out that the Cinderella number 2 UConn was going to make it. But, I mean, other than that, you have 3 number 1 seeds. I mean, you know.
The women's bracket, great, though, tends to be quite chalky. Now,
it does.
To B's point, the men's winner has been chalky throughout time. Mm-hmm. But, hell, wasn't it 2 years ago San Diego State and Florida Atlantic made it to the Final Four?
Yeah, and I actually had San Diego State making the final in my bracket, by the way.
Wow.
But yeah, I mean,
they're making money off all this.
My kids should be able to go to college. Okay. They'll be all right.
All right, good. It's all legal now.
People like the upsets. I think if it's chalk, I think you'll get the interest in the pools down. And I think that's ultimately like what makes March Madness the spectacle, right? Is that, you know, you have so many people who really don't follow college basketball or into college basketball because of the pools.
Mm-hmm.
But if all you need to do is pick chalk, I think people are going to get turned off by it.
Yeah, I agree with that. They'll
stop picking all those whack upsets, though. I promise you that.
Right. They're not going to pick by mascot anymore.
Dude, I tell you what, we didn't let Greenberg in the invitational bracket, did we? That was probably smart. He probably would have won it.
He didn't ask.
But, Neil, you should know this, that Matt Valdez and Bob Biagi are dead last in the B. Mitchell Finley brackets.
Oof.
Yeah.
Don't worry, you got a friend that's right above them by 1 point.
Yeah, but all I did. Now, B. Mitch, here's what I'm doing. I'm pointing out first place and last place. B. Mitch is in first place. Valdez and Biagi are in last place.
You're either first or you're last.
That's right. Now, B. Mitch wins if Houston beats Duke. Our buddy B's wins if Duke gets to the title but loses to Florida.
Ooh.
Jeff and Digital Lou split it if Duke wins the title, and White Brian wins if Auburn beats Duke in the title game. How do you see the Final Four shaking out, Mr. Greenberg?
Duke, Florida at this point, I think. Duke beats Florida. I think Florida will have no problem handling Auburn. I think Duke will be able to grind it out versus Houston. I think Duke can beat any team.
Neil, I think you're trying to get Brian to come through the phones on you, man.
I would never stoke the fires to cause an argument. I don't know where you hear that from, but that is not
Brian
me
is
at
over
all.
There, like, already shaking his head, like, man, who is this guy?
So you got Duke beating Florida, and you also nailed the women's bracket. And you know, for those that are unaware, you can also gamble on the women's bracket. What do you like on that side of things? You said University of Texas a while back.
Yeah, I have UConn. What do I have? I have UConn beating Texas.
Okay.
Yep. And I faded USC before the injury too, because this was obviously when the brackets were put out. But yeah, I have UConn over Texas in the championship.
I feel like the women's tournament committee really botched that South Carolina, Texas is a Final Four game and not a potential title game. Doesn't that feel like a title game?
Yeah, it does.
I guess they had UCLA,
there's a lot of good
USC
women's teams, especially at the top. I mean, you can make a case for almost anybody. Mm-hmm. But I think UConn's special. I mean, I like Paige as a player. I think that she embodies what women's basketball is all about.
Yeah, she can play, man.
So I don't root for players, but I think that's a storyline that I think is really good for the game itself and gives people like a star player to watch and develop and then move on to the NBA with the WNBA with. But I've always liked Connecticut this year. I thought that they were underseeded even as a 2 seed.
I agree with you. All right, talking with our friend Neil Greenberg on the Rude Guest Hotline. Let's switch this up. A little puck talk. Caps win one last night. I think they could use a win, especially against a really bad Boston team. And Ovi gets a goal. He now needs 4. Got 8 left. We'll take an updated Greenberg power rankings. When does Ovi get the record?
All right, so I have the most likely games as April 12th at Columbus, April 10th hosting Carolina, and then April 13th hosting Columbus. I have those as the 3 most likely games that he does it. I give it a 70% chance we don't see it this year.
Really?
Yeah. He only needs 4.
You're saying a 70% chance he doesn't
17.
Get it?
17.
Oh, okay. 17. I thought you said 70. Pardon me.
No.
Okay.
I'm not a lunatic.
Yeah, it seems like he's going to get it.
Yeah. It's going to be close, though. But, yeah, he needs 4 more.
4 and 8 games.
4 and 8 games. I mean, just get the, you know, just get them all done. That's what I would say.
I want to get 2 tonight, 2 Friday.
If I'm Ovechkin, I just say, you know what, I'm just doing this right now. I don't want to talk about this anymore. I want it to be over and just get it done. I mean, it's that easy. Trust me.
Yeah, I agree, dude. What do they have in this kid, Ryan Leonard, that they just called up?
I think they have a lot. He certainly looked good during his time in college. I'm not surprised that they brought him up, but, you know, I think that he's got, you know, they got something there. I mean, he certainly played well in Boston. He's a young kid. He's really good in the offensive zone. He can find guys, you know, on the run. He's a good skater. I mean, he's someone that you can really build upon. And you look at, you know, what Washington's building for the post Ovechkin years. There's a lot to like. I mean, you have obviously now Ryan Leonard to go with like Podas and McMichael. You know, they're signing guys to long-term deals. They have Tom Wilson still. You know, there's a really good nucleus there that can grow into a competitive team even after Ovechkin hangs it up.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. They have threaded the needle. They got younger
and better.
And it's just crazy what they're able to kind of put together this season. They're going to be the 1 seed. I think that's pretty damn obvious. I keep checking this. I don't know why I'm so obsessed by this, but if the playoffs were today, they'd play Montreal. Seems like Ottawa and Montreal are kind of pulling away in the wild card race. Are we worried about Montreal?
Well, you're going to hear a lot about the
Yaroslav Halak's
bitch ass, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I think what Montreal, you know, they got a lot of scorers. I mean, obviously Caulfield and Suzuki, Patrick Laine. You know, they have 12 guys with double digit goals this season. Maybe they have one more in Mike Mathieson. You know, so they got a lot of depth. And that's, you know, you can never take depth lightly. You know, the goaltending though for Montreal is not great. And if there was, you know, a Halak type situation, that would be very out of the ordinary. So I'm not really worried about Montreal in terms of the defense. You know, I think that if you let them in, it's going to be a problem, but I think that's something that the Caps should be able to put points on the board pretty easily.
One word answer. Are you worried about Dylan Cruz?
No.
Attaboy. Thank you, Greenberg. Appreciate you, buddy.
All right. Love you guys. Talk to you soon for next week's podcast.
That's right.
Bro.
That's the Neil Greenberg podcast via the B. Mitch and Finley program.
Yeah. 11 o'clock Wednesday.
You know, 11 o'clock every Wednesday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Shout out to Cake. I like that song. I just dropped a photo in the group thread here. If everybody could take a quick look. I saw my man Jeff park in his car this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't for the life of me figure out why he has that sticker on the back of his car.
And number two?
It's just now, if I may ask a few questions, Brian, can you identify for me that is just a random number two sticker on the back of Jeff's car?
That was there when he bought the car.
What do you think of when you think of number two? It ain't Deami Brown.
That's where he's about to go.
Yeah. Jeff, why is there a number two
He's
sticker?
Always having a number two.
Yo, he's got a lot of number two issues.
Is something best with him now?
Hey, look, that was not on my car when I bought it. I put that on there.
You put a number two sticker on your own car.
Because I support the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms.
Mm. And you have to go number two all the time.
Yeah.
Maybe that.
Right to bear.
You know, I think the Juggies used to talk about this. Like, out in Loudoun County, at least there were rumors that there were, like, all these swinger communities.
Mm-hmm.
And if you had, like, white rocks in the front of your house,
yeah.
Man, you were down with the cause.
I knew about that.
Okay, yeah. Great.
I heard the rumors.
Hold on, what?
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, yeah, white rocks.
So look for white rocks. Sorry.
certain golf courses.
If you see white rocks in somebody's yard, just go knock on the door. Tell them what's up.
White rock, I'm with it.
That's the old-fashioned sliding into the DMs.
You flying to the R, the rocks.
So I wonder if Jeff's number two sticker on his car is like a secret code for people with bad stomachs. Like, yo, I know I'm cutting you off, I got to
get
where
I'm going. You know what's happening.
Hey, so it makes perfect sense right now. I was like, yo, why is this truck just sitting next to me while I'm parking, because I had to back in. It was another car that wasn't patient, so he had to wait. And then it was this black truck.
I honked at you.
It's kind of like you. Yeah, it's like when I was next to JP, didn't even know I was there.
Yeah, and I was wondering why you honked the horn. I'm like, yo, this person can see I'm clearly parking my car.
Well, Jeff also, in his efforts for free parking all the time, is very aggressive when he's parking. And I was a couple cars behind, but the car in front of you that was trying to turn into that parking lot was highly intimidated by your...
No, it wasn't that. He
fairly aggressive reverse methods.
No, the thing is... people will see you turning on the street and they won't stop even though they just entered the street. So I'm like, dude, you see me backing up. Why would you continue to come forward if this is DC and I could parallel park right there on the curb? I just made a 2-point turn in the middle of the street.
I just found out if you got white rocks or cherry blossom trees in your yard. I have cherry blossom trees in my yard. It damn sure don't mean anything.
Hey, what did you Google to find that out?
Greg sent this. See, Greg knew all the rumors.
I have neither white rocks or cherry blossom trees in my yard. All right, so shout out to Jeff and the number 2 sticker on his car. I did want to ask you something, B-Mitch.
What's that?
Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
Jerry Jones.
Idiot.
The
second one is the idiot.
David Mulugeta. It's funny because did I tell you I got to hang out with Jordan and Anthony down in Florida?
Nah.
We went out for dinner. They said hello. It was a lot of fun. And at one point, Anthony asked me, is Drew Rosenhaus the biggest agent in the NFL? I was like, probably not anymore. Like, he's big, but he was really dominant when Miami was so dominant.
There you go.
Because he was signing a lot of guys out of the U.
From the U.
And there's a bunch of guys. There are some NFL agents that are, like, very public and... you know, like on social media and stuff. And then there's some guys that keep a very low profile. Mm-hmm.
They just do their job, keep moving.
But like David Mulugeta,
you know who he is
the top agent at Athletes First, or among the top agents at Athletes First, and absolutely among the biggest agents in the NFL, if not the biggest agent in the NFL. Period. Full stop. If you look at the deals he's gotten done for his guys, they're massive. Massive. Yep.
And for an owner to claim, I don't even know his name. You're a lie.
So Jerry Jones said that he and Micah Parsons have been talking about his extension. And they've worked out a lot of the details. They've worked out the years. They've worked out roughly the money. But Jerry says the agent is not a concern here. I don't even know his name about David Mulugeta. Now, apparently the structure here is that Mulugeta is talking with the Cowboys salary cap guy, and that's how that deal gets done.
Uh-huh.
But it seemed like such an unnecessary shot at a really powerful, you know, character in the NFL.
But that's what Jerry has been. I mean, I think the thing we have to realize, we got to stop expecting people to be somebody that they're not. Jerry has been an ass the whole time he's been around this league, and he's going to always be that. He's getting older now, he's going to be a bigger one, you know?
Yeah.
So I just think that expecting him to change at this point is a waste of our time.
Now, Micah Parsons reacted to this on Twitter, because Micah Parsons reacts to everything on Twitter.
Oh, he does that.
He said, so Clarence Hill is a reporter down in Dallas, been covering the Cowboys a long time. Clarence tweeted, Jerry Jones with blatant disrespect to Micah Parsons' agent, David Mulugeta. The agent is not a concern here. I don't know his name. Mulugeta is one of the best and most respected agents in the NFL. Parsons is wise to have hired Mulugeta. Clarence might be tipping his cap a little here, trying to get some information, but that's fine. Micah quote tweeted that and said, facts. David is the best, and I will not be doing any deal without him involved. Like anyone with good sense, I hired experts for a reason. There is no one I trust more when it comes to negotiating contracts than David. There will be no back doors in this contract negotiation.
Mm-hmm.
All correct. Like, he has an agent. Jerry's going to deal with him. Jerry has dealt with him before. Like, it's just
act like
bizarre.
You don't know his name. Come on, dog. Please.
I just...
some damn fool.
The mess of the Dallas Cowboys just never stops, man. You know?
Hey, Jerry is going to be Jerry, point blank. Not changing.
Yeah, and then...
and if you learn to just deal with it as what he is, then you don't have any issues with it. You don't be alarmed by anything that goes on with him.
I think Tank Lawrence, when he said, I'm not winning a Super Bowl in Dallas. Now, whether that was like specifically about this year or whatever, like that, I don't think that's a serious football organization. Like football, winning games is not the top priority there. And I know it because I saw it here for 25 years.
Who was the guy that was here trying to act like? Jerry.
Yeah.
And now he's gone, so Jerry could be Jerry now. He has somebody going out there doing it for him. Now he could be himself, and he's doing a good job of it.
From Jory Epstein, who works for Yahoo Sports, Jory reported, multiple sources confirmed to me that Micah Parsons asked Stephen and Jerry to call his agent to negotiate. Sources confirmed that the Jones have not made that call. Mulligetta has talked with Cowboys Director of Salary Cap and Player Contracts, Adam Pacifica.
Whether he talks to Jerry, Stephen, or not, if he's talking to somebody that represents it, that worked for the Cowboys, he's talking to them.
Right.
So they're gonna talk to the salary cap guy. They're going to talk to Jerry. Jerry can do what he wants to do. You're still communicating with the dude. I mean, people think let's just forget about all the technology that's going on now. Simple stuff. You come to talk to me and I'm not there, and the guy say, yo, let me know what you want to be missing, though. And you tell him, and he comes tell me, then I tell him something, he tells it back to you. We're communicating, aren't we?
Agreed.
Nothing changed.
Right.
God.
Yeah, everybody's trying to
kind of one-up people.
Here's what I know. I like being at these big NFL meetings, Super Bowl, Combine, owners, annual meeting is what they like calling it now. I love being there now, and I got nobody coming up to me asking about the trouble in Washington, the controversy, the investigation. Like, we are finally just sitting there, sipping our tea, watching the fires burn at other cities around the NFL, and I'm here for it, B. Coming up at noon, Smoking Al Koken, getting us up to speed with the Caps. B. Mitch Finley, one.
There you go, Landfill. Go way back for us, baby.
06-7, the fan. All right, I haven't told you guys my story yet.
I've been waiting on that.
All right, let's do it. Before I tell you my story of just how dumb I am, caller number 10 right now, 800-636-1067. You win a pair of tickets to the Where the Party At tour.
All
featuring
right.
Nelly and the St. Lunatics, Ja Rule, Eve, and Chingy. Wednesday, July 23rd at Jiffy Lube Live. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com/events. I'm going to tell you two facts about this concert, the Where the Party At tour. One, I would love it, and I think it would be really enjoyable. Two, there's no chance I go.
Okay. Why not?
Jiffy Lube's far from the house, and I'm I'm going to Where the Party At, I'm definitely drinking. I don't feel I need somebody to drive me.
You know you can find somebody. I'm going to ride with you.
Yeah, I think that's
he likes to drive.
Wednesdays I got to work. That's the week before training camp.
Oh, Lord.
I'm just saying, that looks like a fun night.
You're going to wake up one day and you're going to just have a bunch of gray hair. You're going to be leaning over looking like an old 80-year-old man.
I'm cool.
That's how you act already.
I already have gray hair. Little bit of news here from the Chiefs beat writer. The Chiefs are the favorite to face the Chargers week one in Brazil.
Well, makes us move closer to Madrid.
Well, I mean, it doesn't necessarily. It means
if they play the Chargers in Brazil, we ain't gonna be playing them in Brazil.
Sure. If it's not Washington in Brazil, then it still gives the Commanders one opportunity for an international game in Spain.
And I would believe that the league wants Jaden Daniels in one of their international games. I mean,
so I wonder that. With a young quarterback like that and what the international audience is. I wonder if Jaden has that big of a name yet in Spain. You know what I'm saying? Like, here he does.
Well, the thing about it is, most times,
or Brazil or Ireland, whatever.
When you're international, normally the league is promoted by what? Quarterbacks.
Sure.
And if you were the rookie of the year and you've done, I'm sure they've heard of him. Little Birdie told me he was over there doing a little promotional deal this offseason too.
In Spain?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So maybe, just maybe.
Yeah.
And maybe the workout. I'm going to just tell you, J.P. Finley, you don't listen. I've told you that already.
Okay. So that's going to be interesting. If it's KC, maybe Washington is in play for Miami in Madrid. There was this dude, this like hardcore NFL scheduled nerd. I don't know the right. I think that's actually his Twitter handle. NFL scheduled nerd.
Yeah, he probably did.
Had Washington playing Miami in Madrid, I want to say in mid-October.
Mm-hmm.
I have heard Brazil for the opener, but none of it's official. None of us have seen the schedule. The schedule's not going to be out for like another month, too. It comes out.
Yeah, you found.
I had heard that person told me that the other day, too. There you go. We'll see, man. I know that you have been adamant that you prefer Madrid over Brazil.
Hell yeah.
Why?
I've been to Spain. I like Spain.
I like Spain, too. I'd love to see Brazil.
Everybody that went to Brazil, they were complaining about stuff being missing and all that and the crime, and I don't want to have to deal with all that.
I've never been to Madrid. I've been to Barcelona. I've been to Pamplona. I'd love to go to Spain. Spain would be very, very dope. Looks like that might be where this thing is headed, man. The Commanders versus the Dolphins. Here's the other thing, and I recognize it's not international travel, but as far as you and I and fans that want to go on these trips, It wouldn't be too bad just going to Miami either. like if it's Miami, my only preference is
we have it at a time when it's not hot as hell?
Right.
Yeah. Either one of those would be good.
Yeah. And if it's not Washington going to Brazil to play L.A., means Washington's going to L.A. And I have heard that the Commanders, if they get a West Coast game, would like to kind of stay out there. Mm-hmm. Whenever Washington plays the Chiefs is going to be primetime, don't you think?
Hell yeah.
You get Jaden versus Mahomes.
Oh, yeah.
So if you could get the Chiefs, which are halfway across the country, and then you could get the Chargers and just go out there.
Let's come back.
Kind of similar to last year. Yeah. I think that would make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And I think this organization has shown a willingness to
pay up.
And then DQ talking about how important that week in Arizona was. I feel like they might be trying to find something like that. They said they're going to keep training camp in Ashburn. So if you keep a training camp in Ashburn and you're going to do a joint practice with the Patriots, it sounds like, and then find another place. Do you think, I personally don't think the current Commanders Park could host joint practices. Now they have more fields, but like.
They have more fields. They could host.
I'm just saying the interior space.
I think what they would have to do if they're going to do something like that, they would have to put some more of those stands by probably another field to be able to do it.
For fans?
Yeah, for fans. One of the fans could be one of the fields won't be able to be used.
Yeah, I mean, where
they already filled up with regular people there.
Where they're putting the fans now?
What, if you really think about it, when we went up to Baltimore. The space in the back of Baltimore was no bigger than what it is over there.
That's what I was just saying.
Yeah, they can
do it. The Dolphins had a ton of space.
They can do it.
The Jets didn't have that much more space.
Yeah, they can do it.
But my point isn't the fields. It's more like meeting rooms.
The facilities.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the inside space. Like where you'd have to build out a second locker room on the field like they did during COVID or something. And then and then you're losing field space.
Because we were on campus when I did it, Latrobe. When we went to the Steelers, but the one in Miami,
I wonder if Miami, I'm sorry. I wonder if Pittsburgh isn't a real option considering the history DQ and Tomlin have, and they're not slated to play each other this year.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of moving parts, but according to one person that just texted me and B, he says it's going to be Madrid for Washington. Al Koken joins the program next.
Oh.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.